In the 1980s, teenagers all across America were going missing.
One day, a kid from school would just be gone, and we wouldn't see him again.
They would just disappear, right out of their suburban homes.
As far as I knew, we were going on a vacation.
And strangely, they were always with their parents when it happened.
I fell asleep in the car. I just woke up and I was at this building. It was a warehouse.
They walked me into a small room with no windows, just one door.
And there was just a bunch of girls my age. They all looked pasty white pale. And they seemed like they were closing in on me.
All those kids who vanished in the 80s ended up at a drug rehab called Straight Incorporated.
They grabbed my freaking belt loop. And I'm like, why are you touching me? And I'm jerked forward.
They brought me to this huge warehouse room with 200 blue chairs. And there's teenagers sitting in these chairs.
And everyone starts swinging their arms and slamming the chair onto the ground, like boom, 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 making these monstrous noises.
And they walk me down this aisle in between everybody. They turn me around and everybody stops and the whole room gets silent.
And then the whole group in unison on cue goes,
they scream.
Hi, Ginger. Love you, Ginger.
Love you, Katie.
Love you, Kathy.
Love you, Wendy.
Love you, Larry.
Then they sat me down on front row. And that's when I realized they weren't going to let me go.
You be straight if you want to. Be straight this very day. You know.
This is a story about the origins of the troubled teen industry. It's a story about kidnapping, brainwashing and torture, disguised as therapy, inside of a tough love rehab for teenagers that infiltrated our communities, was endorsed by world leaders, and spawned an entire industry that profits from the desperation of parents and the vulnerability of their children. And its roots can be traced back to a cult called Synanon. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. This is our story. Those of us who survived it, when we were just kids. Nobody ever believed us when we tried to tell our story back then. But maybe they'll believe us now, when they realize that what happened to us is still happening. And it could happen to somebody you love. My name is Cindy Ettler, and welcome to season 2 of The Sunshine Place. Listen to and follow The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.